Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
Do keep your eyes on Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to pray again just to ask the Lord for his help as we take in what he's saying to us this afternoon. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that because you love us, you speak to us and you tell us what you're like. And we pray that by the power of your Spirit, you would help us to see more of what you're like, and that what we see of you would change us so that we become more like your Son. And we pray that for the honor of your great name. Amen. I'd like you to meet two friends of mine. This here is Freddie Fork and his good friend Nigella Knife. And it all started, this story, when they were both locked up in the kitchen drawer. And it was dark in the drawer, and they desperately wanted to be free, to be out, to be on the table, to be tucking into the roast chicken. Oh, if only I could get out of this beastly prison, said Nigella. Just to slice up a sausage, or cut up some carrots, or how I long to chop some chicken nuggets. And Freddie Fork was just the same. There's nothing to get stuck into round here. Not a spud, not asparagus, not even a sprout to chase around the plate for half an hour. They both wished they were free. And they wanted to get out of the drawer. And they wanted to do what knives were made to do and forks were made to do. And Freddie wanted to spike spaghetti and Nigella wanted to cut cabbage. But there they were, stuck in the drawer, stuck in the dark. It was miserable. And you know what they spent their whole time doing? They spent their whole time quarreling. Call yourself a knife, said Freddie. Your blade is so blunt you couldn't even cut string. Actually, I don't need to cut string, because people don't actually eat string, said Nigella. And I think it's disgusting what you do anyway, poking yourself into other people's mouths like that, getting licked all over like that is quite horrid. And then one happy day, the owner of the knife and fork opened the drawer and set them free. And he put them on the table. So excited, because at last they were going to be able to spike spaghetti and cut up cabbage. They couldn't wait to dive in. And in our verse, the verse that we learned, did you catch it? God says that Jesus came to set us free. You, verse 13, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. And the trouble is, we think it's just the other way around. We think we're free, and then along comes Jesus with a whole long list of all the things we mustn't do and shuts us in a drawer. No, without Jesus, we're not free. We're locked up in a drawer. We can't do the things that we were created to do. Oh, we can quarrel, and we can fight, and we can pull each other's hair and nick each other's toys, and we can call each other names, and we can make other people feel very small, but it's miserable. It's dark. We're not free, because we weren't made for quarreling and fighting. Jesus has come to set us free. And so there are Freddie Fork and Nigella Knife. And they're there on the table, and they're looking at the chicken, and they're thinking, great, I can't wait to get stuck into this food. And Freddie says, oi, clear off. I saw it first. Clear off. Get your own chicken. And Nigella says, no, it's mine. I saw the chicken. It's mine. And guess what happens? Can you guess? Let me show you what happens. I've got two volunteers, actually, who are going to come and help me. I had to pick volunteers for health and safety reasons. Nicholas will be glad to hear. Where are my two volunteers, Sim and Rebecca? So, Rebecca, Sim, you're going to be Freddie Fork, okay? Sim is now Freddie Fork. Rebecca, you're going to be Nigella Knife. What I'd like you to do is take a plate in your other hand, and both of you, okay, you're approaching this meal as people who are saying, I want as much of that chicken as I possibly can get, okay? And I want you to see how much of the chicken and peas you can get by yourself onto your plates. Are you ready? Go. Okay, that's not going so well, is it? Okay, we've got one or two peas on the floor, actually. Okay, well, stop. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. Can you just put the plates down, and we'll talk about it later. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you. Okay, do you see what happened? It's like they're still back in the drawer. I mean, they're still fighting each other. And they've made a horrible, horrible mess. And there are peas all over the floor that we'll never get rid of. And why did that happen? It's because Freddie is thinking, me first, it's mine, I saw the chicken. And Nigella is thinking, me first, it's mine, it's my chicken. And me first always makes a mess. And sadly, you can be part of a church family like this, where Jesus has set people free, but it doesn't look like it, because everyone's still quarreling and squabbling. Everyone is still thinking, me first. Here's what I want. Here's what I like. Here's what everyone should do for me. And me first always makes a mess. It's horrible to be part of a church family like that. But the good news is Jesus has come to set us free. Free from all the old ways of squabbling. In a moment, we're going to look at what free looks like. Do you remember where we left Freddie, the Fork, and Nigella Knife? It was all me first. It was all, get out my way, get out my way. Oi, get off, it's mine. I saw it first. They were fighting away, and eventually the owner says, stop. Stop, says the owner of the knife and the fork. And look at verse 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, yes, but not free just to get what you want. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. The flesh is the bit of us that always says, me first. You're not set free to go, me first. You're set free to go, you first. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. So, Freddie, why don't you spike that piece of chicken and hold it really nice and still so that Nigella can slice it? And Nigella, rather than slicing any old ware, why don't you slice the bit that Freddie's holding still? So you can really work together nicely. And the result is, instead of all that mess and all those peas everywhere, the result is beautiful. It's really good. Do you see they're serving each other? They're helping each other. And it's brilliant. It's really lovely chicken. It is. That is what Jesus set us free for. He set us free to be the people we were made for. We weren't made for me first. We were made for you first. We weren't made for squabbling and fighting like that. We were made for love. And sometimes we think, yes, but I don't really know how to serve others humbly in love. I'm not sure what love looks like. But what does love look like? Have a look at verse 14. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. So in any situation you're in, the thing to think is, what would I like someone to do for me? So when someone is cutting up a bit of chocolate cake, which bit would you like? Would you like the delicious chocolate cake? Would you like the really big bit? Or would you like the skinny little bit? See, most normal people want the really big bit, don't they? So when you're handing out the chocolate cake, don't grab the big bit. You say, hold on, what would I like? Oh, I'd like the big bit. So what can I do for them? Oh, I know, give them the big bit. That's the big idea. What would I like them to do for me? Do that for them. If you were feeling a bit sad at junior church because people didn't let you join in with the games, what would you like someone to do for you? I think you'd like them to say, hey, come and join in, wouldn't you? So next time, if you see someone in junior church who's not really being allowed to join in with the games, you know what to do now, don't you? You know to say, hey, would you like to come and join in? Or if you were new to a church like this on a Sunday afternoon, you were standing around over tea and you were all alone, what would you like someone to do for you? I guess you'd like someone to come up to you and talk to you and perhaps introduce you to someone else. And you see, it means next time you see someone standing alone over tea, you think, I don't know what to do. You know exactly what to do. You go and talk to them and introduce them to someone else. Or what if you were sad or you were anxious about something that was coming up in the week ahead and you came here on a Sunday afternoon and it was very heavy on your heart? What would you like someone to do for you? I take it you'd like someone to offer to pray with you or perhaps fix to meet up during the week to see how you're getting on. Do you see? So next time you meet someone on a Sunday afternoon who's feeling sad or a little bit anxious about the week ahead, and you think, well, I don't really know how to love them. You do. You know to pray with them. Give them a call during the week, see how they're getting on. Do you see the big idea? What would I like them to do for me? Well, then do that for them. So it's not me first anymore, it's you first. Because if everyone here is me first, what can I get out of this? What can they do for me? It's a mess. There's peas all over the floor. But if everyone here is you first, what can I give to them? What can I do for them? Well, then it's beautiful. And the knife, I won't, but the knife and the fork work beautifully together and slice the chicken and it's lovely. And that's the life we're made for. And you say, yeah, but that's hard. I'm not sure if I can do that. This loving other people, that's hard. Look at verse 16. You see how Paul goes on? So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. You will not gratify the flesh. A Christian is not someone who's just trying hard to be nicer. A Christian is someone who has the Spirit of the living God in them. And the Spirit of the living God is powerfully at work to make Christians more like Jesus. You say, well, what is Jesus like? Well, Jesus is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, but he's the one who never said, me first. He's the one who always says, you first. He saw that we were stuck in the drawer, that we were squabbling, that we were lost in the dark. We were not free. But he didn't just make sure he was all right, me first. He did what it took to make sure we were all right. And that meant making himself small and stepping into our world and dying on a cross for us. He served us humbly in love. Maybe the reason this is all so hard is you're not actually a Christian. You're just trying hard to be nice. Well, if that's you this afternoon, you need to turn to Jesus. Ask him to set you free from your old life and give you his Spirit. If you are a Christian, Paul says, live by the Spirit. Ask for the Spirit's help. Put yourself in his hands. Because he has power to make you more like Jesus, to get you to live as you were created to live. So next time there's only one flapjack left on the plate out there and you really want it, next time we arrive on a Sunday and we say, well, I hope they do it the way I like it. Or the next time we see someone who is sad, but we haven't got time to talk to them. Ask for the Spirit's help. Put yourself in His hands and say, help me not to be me first. Make me You first. Change me so I become more like Jesus. And friends, that is a prayer He loves to answer. Because that's the whole point as to why He set us free. That we might become more like Jesus. Can you imagine a whole church of people like Jesus? A whole church of people going, you first. How can I serve you in love? Instead of a mess, instead of peas all over the floor. Can you imagine what it'd be like? It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it? It'd be really, really good. Let's pray. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Our Father, we thank You that when we read of this kind of love, we think of Your Son, we think of Jesus, and we pray that by Your Spirit, You would change us and make us more like Him. And we pray that for the good of Your people, and we pray it for the honor of Your name in this world. Amen.